Hashem, we begin the halacha section of Daf Zayin. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis has a very fascinating line. Kol hakoyveya makom l'tfilasai. If a person designates a place to daven, the Gemara tells us on Zayin Amud Beis, oivav noiflim tachtov. His enemies will fall in front of him. The Gemara on Vav Amud Beis also, from a different Amora, Rabbi Chelbo in the name of Rav Huna, our Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis was in the name of Shimon bar Yochai, also says, Kol kaveh makom l'tfilasa l'kei Avram be'ezroi, the God of Avram will help him. And the Gemara says, and when he dies, they say that he was an anav or a chassid. Excuse me, and a chassid. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains the reason why it's automatically assumed that he is an anav and a chassid, because someone who is able to be mevatel himself and allow his day to revolve around the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he makes sure that he davens in the same place, so that indicates a spiritual anivus towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that will lead to the madrega of chassidus. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in Chashukei Chemed asks a fascinating question which comes up all of the time. And the shaila that he asks is the following. Let's say someone is zoche to have a makom kavua in shul, and he comes to shul, and he notices that someone is sitting in his seat. What would the halacha be in regards to asking him if he can have a seat back? Asking him, of course, nicely. Zilberstein points out that in the Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzer in Mitzvah Sadi Samach Aleph, and this is such an important lesson, that the mitzvah of Le'evos Es Hager is not only in regards to a convert, but anybody who comes from another place to live in your city, he's also a ger, and there's mitzvah of Avas Hager. Ad Kedei Kach, that I heard from Rav Chizkio Nevinsal, that our Rebbe, Rav Nevinsal, holds, that the boys that come from America, and now I realize it's a beferish to say from Mitzvah HaKotzer, the boys who come from America to learn Eretz Yisrael, they have a din of a ger, and any way of helping them is a mitzvah of Avas HaGeres. So even if you're going to do it nicely, maybe it would violate this mitzvah of Avas HaGer. Rav Zilberstein concludes that the halach is that one should not ask them. And the reason is because the Rambam writes, on the one hand, he writes about the chashivus of koveh makom in Perek Hei Hilchos Tefila Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes Shmoyne Dvarim Tzarchem Espar Lizol Behem V'Lasosan. He writes eight things that a person has to be careful, and one of them is Tikkun Makom and koveh makom L'Tefilaso Tamid. On the other hand, the Rambam writes there V'im Hayadochuk V'Nenas Ein Ma'akvim. If he's an ones, then he's not Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev. So therefore, in this case, you are an onus. Now you have the mitzvah of Avas Hager, according to Rav Zilberstein, that came first. Rav Zilberstein adds that it seems to be the Lashon Shulchan Aruch as well. Then Simin Tzadi Sif Yutes, Mechaber writes, Yikba Mokom L'Tfilosoi, Shelo Yishaneu Loi L'Tzayrich. You shouldn't change your place if there isn't a need. But what if there was a need, like the mitzvah of Avas Hager? So then in such a case, it would seem that there is an inyan to be koveya makom, but not at the expense of the mitzvah of Avas Hager.
There is another interesting halach in regards to makom kavua for tefillah that some people are not aware of, and that is in chas v'chalila the case of aveilus, that we do not follow the makom kavua. Person ostensibly is not supposed to sit in his makom kavua. In Shulchan Aruch Yardei, Shin Sadi Gimel, Siv Beis, the Mechaber talks about the progression of Avelus. He writes that in the second week of Avelus, an Avel who during Shiva was not allowed to leave his home is allowed to leave his home, but is not supposed to sit in his regular place in the shul. In his third week, according to Mechaber, he can either sit in his regular place but is not supposed to speak, or vice versa, he is permissible to speak, but he doesn't sit in his regular place. In the fourth week, then he sits in his regular place and speaks like everybody else. The Ramah adds the Ashkenazi custom. Says the Ramah that in our days, the custom is not to sit in one's regular place for the entire Shloshim, and the case of one's parents for the entire 12 months. Even though the Ramah concludes he's not aware of a Makar, we should not change it because this is the custom of all communities. The Sefer Pnei Baruch, which was translated by Art Scroll into the popular Morning in Halacha, in Perek Chav Zayin, gives two reasons from Achronim of what the source or the rationale of changing one's place in shul is based on. From the Chachma Shlomo, he writes that it might be a form of golus, that Chas v'Chalila, the Krovim themselves, their averus were gorim for the Ptira, and they have to go into some level of golus, just like someone who kills Bishogeg. The Shemi Shimon in Europe suggests a different explanation, and that is that it could be that the Ptira reflects that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being miyaches to us with a Midas Hadin, and for that reason, one should change his place. The Gemara in Tainus describes that Rava, when he was afraid, on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, when he was afraid of a Midas Hadin, he changed his place to protect himself. Maybe we could suggest that the way the Shulchan Aruch presents the gradations, combined with the mashmos of the Gemara in Perek El Megalchin about Avelus and the way described by Rav Soloveitchik, is that Avelus is about the Avel separating from society. Bodod Yoishev, the Gemara in El Megalchin darshins the pasuk that he's supposed to be alone. Similarly, we read that in the second week, he doesn't even go to his regular place in the shul, and he doesn't speak with others. In the third week, he could do one or the other. In the fourth, he does both. Which sounds very much along the lines of the Chachma Shlomo's idea of it being a galus, and hence, even though there's this tremendous madrega of being Koveh Makom L'Tfilaso, well, at the end of the day, that loses out. Just like Talmud Torah loses out during the Shiva, so too this Milo Tefillah loses out because of the idea of the Avel acting as if he's in Golos, maybe for Chachma Shlomo's reason, or maybe as well for the extension of Bodod Yeshev, him sitting alone and separate and not in his comfort zone. Similarly, maybe we can bring another right to Chachma Shlomo's approach before we outline some more practical halachos. The Chachma Shlomo's approach seems to be more understandable than the Shemi Shimon from our Gemara. Our Gemara said that someone who's Kaveh Makom L'Tfilah, so that's a skula against his enemies, against the demons, against the Midas Hadin. So it would be funny that he should change his Makom, that the Gemara in Zayin Amabe says is supposed to protect him from his enemies, and he's going to change it in order to change the bad Midas Hadin. So it would seem from our Gemara another raya for the Chochmas Shlomo. There is an interesting question. What would the halacha be in regards to Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch seems to come out that on Shabbos one should not change, because if they would, then it would seem to be Avelus B'Farhesia. The Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah says that the custom is, take a look also, Shach over there in Shin Sadi Gimel Zayin, that as well as Ramashin, Yoredei Reishon and Zayin, both all and all say that the Minhag Ashkenaz is to change even on Shabbos. The Prima Gadim gives a good explanation for why it would not be considered Avelus B'Fer Hesia, because he says this is something that he changed throughout. He's all throughout Shloshim, or for that matter, the minhag is for parents, even all Yud Beis Chodesh, he's not sitting there, so it's nothing that's conspicuous for Shabbos or for Avelus. He's now sitting there forever, that period of time, and then it would not be considered Avelus. There is a Chuvas Chassam Sofer and a Maram Shik. Maram Shik is in Shin Samach Tes, that says that a Rav would clearly be changing it only because of Avelus, and therefore many say The Marsha as well says when he sat on Reb Shlomo Eger, sat Shiva, he sat in his regular place and he did not move because it would be very conspicuous on Shabbos. Some want to argue that for those who have a full-fledged Makom Kavua, so then in such a case, when they change their seats, so then there it would also be conspicuous. And maybe we argue for someone who really has a Makom Kavua, like the Gemara describes on Vavam Beis and Zayin Amabes, so then in such a case as well, he also has the other Milas of the Gemara. And we saw that according to Ashkenazim, it's a custom that doesn't have a Makar, and there are tremendous Milas for a Makom Kavua, so it could be that we could be mitzdaris many tamim to say that on Shabbos there might be room to say that even for Ashkenazim, one could stay in one's seat. However, the simple reading of the Ramah is that Ashkenazim change their seat as well on Shabbos in case of Avelos.